This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. 10th anniversary of Gorkha earthquake being commemorated today. President and Prime Minister say awareness and preparedness are imperative. Budget session of the Federal Parliament commences today. And Russia says it is ready to make a deal with US to end war as US President's envoy is set to meet the Russian leader. Now the news in detail. Today marks the 10th anniversary of 7.6 magnitude Gorkha earthquake, which took place on 25th of April in 2015, with Bar Park in Gorkha as its epicenter. The earthquake and its subsequent aftershocks killed 8,979 people. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli attended a special program to commemorate the day at Tarahara Complex in Sundara of the capital today. Addressing the program that saw participation of high-ranking government officials, diplomats and general public, Prime Minister Oli said that preparation and awareness were pivotal for disaster risk reduction. Likewise, President Ramchandra Porel has emphasized the importance of promoting public awareness about earthquake safety measures. In a message issued today, the President noted that the risk associated with earthquake had increased each year due to the growing trend of urbanization, even though earthquakes were natural disasters. While earthquakes could not be prevented, the President stated that their potential risk could be reduced. He highlighted that Nepal's topography and the construction of human-made infrastructure were significant factors contributing to the country's earthquake risk. President Powell urged all stakeholders to engage in widespread dissemination of safety measures and effective tools for minimizing earthquake risk among the general public. The budget session of the Federal Parliament has begun today. As summoned by President Ramchandra Porel at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers, the meeting of the Federal Parliament started around 1 p.m. today. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Debraj Khimri, informed the House about the budget session summoned by the President and the reshuffle in the Cabinet. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will not be addressing the Federal Parliament today. The Prime Minister was scheduled to address the House. Nepal Tourism Board Chief Executive Officer CEO Deepak Raj Joshi has urged global leaders to join the Sagarmatha Sambha 2025, which is also known as Mount Everest Dialogue, set for the May this year in Kathmandu. Named after the world's highest peak, this international forum tackles pressing issues like climate change and sustainability. At the Pacific Asia Travel Association PATA Summit in Istanbul, Joshi promoted Nepal's ecotourism and community-based tourism initiatives. He also invited tourism professionals to the Himalayan Travel Mart happening in June this year to highlight Nepal's cultural and natural diversity. Staying with tourism, the arrivals of tourists in the Trans-Himalayan district of Mustang were encouraging in the 2024-25 autumn and spring seasons compared to the previous years. According to the Jomsom office of the Annapurna Conservation Area, the tourist arrivals increased by about 50% in 2024-25 compared to the previous year. In 2023-24, the district had welcomed a total of 96,645 foreign tourists, while this figure soared to 144,745 in 2024-25 with the rise of as much as 49.76%. Office Chief Rajesh Prasad Gupta said the arrivals of tourists from the SAARC nations increased by 53.71% in the year 2024-25 compared to the previous years. Tourists from 72 countries visited the district in 2024-25 seasons. Regarding SAARC countries, 80% were from our immediate neighbor China. They mostly go to Mustang to pay homage to famous Muktinath Temple. In recent years, Mustang continues to welcome an increased number of tourists with its accessibility by road. The construction of the Beni Jomsom Korala Road has made the travel to the mountainous district easier. The current rise in temperature in Kathmandu Valley is expected to fall from coming Sunday. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology stated that the drop in temperature is likely from Sunday with rainfall. It shared that today and tomorrow in Kathmandu Valley will be hot. According to the department, the maximum temperature in the valley is likely to remain 31 degrees Celsius to 34 degrees Celsius today and tomorrow. The World Malaria Day is being marked across the globe today. The World Malaria Day is an occasion to highlight the need for continued investment and sustained political commitment for malaria prevention and control, according to the World Health Organization. On World Malaria Day, the WHO has called for revitalized efforts as from all levels, from global policy to community action, to accelerate progress towards malaria elimination. In Nepal, malaria is mainly seen in migrant workers and army personnel going for peacekeeping missions. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia is ready to reach a deal with the U.S. to end the war, although some elements need to be fine-tuned. The BBC cited leader Lavrov as saying the U.S. President Donald Trump believes that Russia is moving in the right direction. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov's remark came as U.S. President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff is expected to hold talks with Russian President Putin in Moscow later today as part of efforts to secure Ukraine peace agreement. On Thursday, Trump said he was not happy with deadly Russian strikes on Kyiv and insisted he was putting pressure on both sides to end the war. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has insisted that Ukraine must be able to decide the terms of any peace deal with Russia. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has suggested Ukraine may have to give away territory as part of any peace deal with Russia. China will let scientists from 6 countries, including the United States, examine rocks it collected from Moon, a scientific collaboration that comes as the 2 countries remain locked in a bitter trade war. According to the China National Space Administration, CNSA, 2 NASA-funded U.S. institutions have been granted access to the lunar samples collected by Chang'e 5 mission in 2020. The BBC cited CNSA chief Shan Zhongdi as saying the samples were a shared treasure for all humanity. However, Chinese researchers have not been able to access NASA's moon samples because of restrictions imposed by U.S. lawmakers on the space agency's collaboration with China. Under the 2011 law, NASA is banned from collaboration with China or any Chinese-owned companies unless it is specifically authorized by the Congress. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will remain fair in the country today, while it will be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall at 1 or 2 places, with thunder and lightning in the hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Tenth anniversary of Gorkha earthquake being commemorated today. President and Prime Minister say awareness and preparedness are imperative. Budget session of the Federal Parliament commences today, and Russia says it is ready to make deal with U.S. to end war as U.S. President Envoy set to meet the Russian leader. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.